Claro. All right. So tell me what's going on for you. You seem like, from what I'm seeing, more confidence, more clarity around your mission and who you're reaching. So where are you now and how can I support you?
I still have challenges. I'm circling around with challenges around the business model. But we visited lots of times before. And it's, I guess, but no, what I really want to do is create the, do you want to pop home, guys, so you can close the loop? Okay. All right. So what we talked about that I intend to put into practice is a funnel that includes a low cost, and we were talking about a live half-day virtual workshop thing for, say, $49. On menopause. So I was thinking with the 7 steps to sail through menopause, let me just turn on Otter so that I'm able to record what we're saying.
Sure. I can do the same in case your bandwidth gets screwed up. Let me see. Where's my Otter?
Yeah, no, it says I can't while the mic's in use.
Yeah, I'll do, let me do my services, Otter.
Yeah. Okay. So so the main thing is to get this up and running. I'm starting at the new private clinic in next week. But I need to get a bio, and they need to know what my hours are and what I charge and things like that. They have a booking system. The existing functional medicine doctors only charge £180 for a 45-minute appointment. And that's really because they're not used to working privately at all. So I don't want to drop that far. And I saw somebody last week that I charged my usual rate of £260 an hour. What it at the moment... Okay, so I'm back again. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So in a virtual workshop, the lead magnet would be 7 simple steps to sail through menopause, or for sailing through menopause, and that would be, I was thinking of putting in the 7 steps being pause and connect, understand, nourish, cleanse, those steps, energize.
Yep.
And I was thinking of just expanding on those same 7 steps on the virtual workshop, and then expanding further on the other, on the actual week call.
It might be better.
Yeah.
Let me think. I'm thinking it might be better to go deeper on one.
Yes.
To spend a lot of time really talking the whys, you know, the why. We're not just jumping in and giving you hormones and all that.
Yes. So the understand section, because that's the most in-depth section. I mean, really, it takes more than 2 weeks. The other thing is that Lisa Sasevich's original model was 4 weeks of course and 1 Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
So my long course doesn't need to be 6 weeks necessarily.
Yeah, it depends. I've never done a course at 4 weeks plus one. I always do a week per, if I have steps, I go a week per step. Some of my courses are 9 months. Some of my courses are 3 months. I think my shortest course has ever been is 6 or 7 weeks.
6 weeks would be the shortest.
Yeah. So I think, you know, understand plus one other maybe, or plus a less dive on another. So you really want to expand on the expand, but you want to give them really tangible, actionable things, but you don't want to give them too much. And if you give them all seven, they're going to walk away confused, right?
Yeah, or thinking that they can do it all themselves.
Right. So you give them, you can tell them what those steps are. And, you know, in this workshop, we're going to go deep on this, even if it's giving them the whole first module. That's okay. That doesn't matter. You know, it's not going to be the whole first module, but giving them that. I would give them the understand and then one other that you think is the hottest and the juiciest and the one that they can get in place right away to start.
Probably nourish then.
Nourish.
We start to introduce some hormone-balancing food.
Yes.
And cutting out some others.
You give them some, like, three actionable steps that they can walk away from there with.
Yeah. That they can feel a difference with.
Yeah, and you might you can incorporate some of, like indirectly, some of, the mindfulness one, whatever you call that one. Start with a meditation, visualization, you know, end with it, and just say, this is something that you need to do, you know, in your life. To shift your hormone patterns around, you know, so that would be a tool that you give them, but not actually going into that module. And that way they walk away with things they could do right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that makes sense. And so that would be for the half day. And I could use that for a virtual and an in-person workshop.
Yeah, you could. Absolutely. In an in-person workshop, you could actually have some of those foods around that they pass around and taste, even.
Yeah.
I find that for me in-person workshops.
They show them what chia seeds are.
Yeah.
I was also in Facebook groups, so one for my private clients and one for one that's just a community for women going through perimenopause. So like your Unstoppable Health one.
Yes. Okay, good.
So something, I mean, it could be, for example, Sail Through Menopause group or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with that, you know, once you do that, you want to get them keep coming back. And you want it to be, the more traffic it gets, the more Facebook is going to put it on somebody's sidelines.
Yeah.
And, hey, this is a recommended group. And the more you keep them engaged.
Yes.
You know, and it's harder at the beginning because you don't have the people to keep it engaged. So you're going to have to get in there and just, I mean, it doesn't take long. I do a lot of it myself. But you just get in there and you say, hey, did you see this? Blah, blah, blah. We just had an article that said chia seeds are help with hot flashes. Go figure. You know, here's how to make some chia seeds. Whether it be live, whether it be a video, whether it be just a post. And if you do it regularly, people keep wanting to come back. And that's the best source of actually people buying your stuff or opting into your stuff. And because when you post there, Facebook's going to show it to them. When you post on your main page, Facebook ain't going to show it to anybody anymore. It's really sad. Still there?
Hello, can you hear
me? Okay, now I hear you again. You there? You there?
So I will sit off there and Guy will pop and go and get Natalie, so I'll be able to work from the computer then.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, so creating community involves consistency, but I've always been relatively good at
Whoa.
That shouldn't be too... So I would aim to do a Facebook Live, and I'd need to find a time when I can do it consistently, which means it will probably have to be something like Friday evening.
Yeah, and if people get used to you doing it, if they get used to you doing it and they see that you are, am I on the phone? There's a red thing at the top. Okay. So if you, if they see that it's regular and you're providing really good stuff and you don't make it too long, they're gonna keep coming back, and they'll make a point of keep coming back. I do mine so randomly, so I gotta start being consistent with mine.
Now, I was looking at one functional medicine doctor, and he has a membership which only gives people 5% off their appointments or something, plus free ordering of tests. So that's something I was thinking of. But really, my aspiration is to create a year-long mastermind in which women get to address their all the systems, from the gut, the menopause, the thyroid, and the adrenals, and the insulin resistance over a year.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing with that, Allie. I know you want that and you will get that, but you can't start with that, because you have to build a big enough community, because it's a small number of people that are going to sign up for that. You really just need to be working on these things, getting them into your programs, getting them to know, like, and trust you. And then you put it out there, and then you'll be able to get people. But I don't know that you have a big enough audience to get enough people in that you're not doing, your group calls end up being private or semi-private calls, and then it's not financially worthwhile for you. Does that make sense? But that would be the goal. I think you can start with a membership. You there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah. If you start with that, certainly can offer the private stuff, right? You offer the private stuff when you speak with people, and you continue to do that because that's big breadwinners. When you get enough of those, it's easy to move those people into more of a group mastermind, right? Especially if you sell somebody into a 3-month program and you get enough of those, then you can just reach out to those people and say, I would love to continue to work with you, and here's how we can do it. But I think you just need to get consistent with it up to them.
Yeah.
And get this course like the way you want it. You said some of the videos and audios were poor quality, and get them where you feel really comfortable, and get a few more people going through that program. And then I think you'll have the audience able to offer a year long. I didn't start with a year long. I started with a lot of small stuff.
Right.
Experimenting and trying. And, my first group program was, I had 6 people, and it was 90 days. It was 90 days. So it was a small enough commitment, and I only charged $700 to the group, and $1,500 if they wanted private coaching with it. So it was very low end and low budget, so people could get into it. But it opened that avenue up. It gave me the expertise and experience to be able to do it more. And now for that same thing that they're offering, that I was offering then, I would charge $5,000 for.
And did you have a group call every week?
Yeah, we had a group call every week. Oh, well, we had an educational call 1 week and a group call the next. And the educational calls were mostly audio. And I did do some on video. I don't think we had the video platform back then. So I did slides, but I did, I did them on St. Paul Seminar. That's how I did them.
All right.
Yeah. So I did it that way. And that was the educational pieces. And I've used those educational pieces over and over as I've expanded into other areas. I was very poor at making slides, and now I'm really good at making slides. So I've expanded, but a lot of the content that I researched and put on those has been used.
Perfect.
That's not a waste.
And yeah. And likewise, I'd want to redo the slides that are in my course and with my, I need to change my preview call completely for that.
Yeah. I think it's good to, I, you know, what I've gotten into now at the Callan Rush was the one that suggested this to me, was create the slides to have a full, take up the whole space on it. Not all of them, but most of them with a picture. And then speak to the picture, yeah, but not have all these bullets and busyness on the picture, because you lose them. They get into their head trying to read it as opposed to dropping into the So,
yeah.
And that's what I did yesterday. I think maybe a handful of slides. My offer was weak on the call last night because I ran out of time to create it. I was creating the slides yesterday, but I'll redo them. So that's where the words came in. But I think that you can do it really well when you use the pictures. And those slides, when I look at those slides, I love those slides.
Oh,
I love the slides that have all the bullets in it. It's different creating content for the program.
Yes, because especially for the practitioner program, you've got to get lots of facts across.
Right, right. But for a preview call, very different.
Yeah.
And then you can, when you don't put too many words on the slides, if you're finding that you're, wow, I'm really getting short on time here, you can shorten
it. It's easy to shorten it.
You know, yes, because people are not seeing it. Oh, she skipped that. What about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you just, we all improve as we go along and you do that. The book that helped me a lot with that was Presentation Zen. Really gave me some good ideas. And I've done things where I go on a Facebook Live and show my screen. So I do it through Zoom.
Yeah.
And people like
and
it.
And do you still use Live Leap for that?
I do, but it didn't work the other day. I got to go see if it's still what happened. Sometimes they change the date and they don't tell us, and then we get it didn't work the other day. Patricia Nelson did a presentation with me on Facebook Live, and she showed her slides. But it was supposed to share, and I ended up having to manually share. So that's a good reminder. I'm going to write that on my list today, because I need to look at live. See what happened with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how can I support you? What do you need assistance with?
I think just talking this through.
Okay.
It's helpful. Now I've got home, so I'm going to be able to plug into the computer before the battery runs out.
Yeah. And what time is it there? Is it like 7 p.m. or something?
6:30.
6:30, okay.
So the thing is, as always, allocating time to these things is a challenge. But at least I have, as we were talking about the other day, I know what I wanted to talk about, which would be useful. Although I have managed to get a long way with it, can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Excellent. Yes, I can.
You there? Whoops, I lost you.
And I found the next day. Sorry?
Yeah, I don't hear you much anymore. And if you, if you want to go on video, we can go on video too. So
I'm just waiting for
Let's waiting for it to start up. So I didn't hear what you said. I just searched the next day. So what did you say at the beginning? Yeah.
So the bully that I mentioned the other evening left me, I actually realized I felt really violated and I was still shaking the next day. And it took me, you know, there was me on that call saying perhaps I should have confronted him and asked him where he was finding himself bullied or being a bully and elsewhere in his life. But that would have just been incendiary, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I went to networking yesterday morning and there was an EFT practitioner there who owed me a session anyway. So yesterday evening I went and did some EFT with her.
Yeah.
And when I woke up this morning, I realized I wasn't carrying the stuff around so much, which is brilliant.
Oh, good. You know, it's amazing, like some of the emotional stuff that doesn't come to our consciousness, it just plays out in where, you know, how we react and how we respond.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how it linked into so much stuff from the
So you feel like you let it go? Yeah, it triggers, that's the thing. When you know you're holding on to something for days, you know that it's for, that it really triggered some old wound.
Yeah.
Really. Did you ever do Laura's Dancing with Defenses, the online class?
Not that section, no. I did the section, the two sections that we did last year at the retreat.
Yeah.
And then when I started looking at all my textbooks for the spiritual healing, I realized that much of it, including the schizoid personality and all of that stuff, was stuff that was part of my previous training. And the follow-up from that. So it was all part of what I had done before and should have followed up with before.
Yeah.
So I thought, and I figured I shouldn't invest at that stage, you know?
Yeah, you already have the access to that kind of work.
Yeah.
It's a matter of going back and doing it.
Going back and doing it and getting into meditation and mindfulness and actually connecting with it on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's important. Yeah. So I have released a lot of that since yesterday with the EFT, but one of the things good. So bear with me.
I am. Hello?
That's better. I was just wouldn't let me leave my phone. There we go. So, ways to deal with that sort of situation. And of course, it will come up because you can't please everybody all the time. And you shouldn't try to. But one of the beauties of the work we're putting together with online and things is that you can use your sales page even to polarize people so that the people who were going to have that sort of attitude aren't going to want to work with you anyway.
Yes, exactly.
And that's where the potential is so great with this work, that with all of your online presence shows that depth of your personal branding. It's not just what you look like or what you sound like. It's actually, as you said all along, it's your philosophy.
Yep, it's your message.
It even goes deeper than that, you know. And therefore, the target market isn't business women in their 40s and 50s. It's much deeper than that in terms of the spiritual aspects. And it's people who are open to connection, to a spiritual connection.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I work truly holistically, and I don't just work with nutrition as well as medication. I work holistically, and I don't want to attract into my clinic people who just want to do the physical stuff, the medication.
Right, because they're not going to resonate. You're not going to resonate. They're going to be disappointed because, she's getting into this wacky stuff again.
Mm.
And we won't get the extreme, the massive transformation that's possible when you do things in more depth.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I realize this in terms of like, how do I stand out as a practitioner, trainer, teacher, guide, mentor? Because there's more and more of them are coming out all the time.
Yes.
And how do I stand out? And then I presented yesterday, I said, you know, why is it that when people come to me after they've been to multiple practitioners that I can help them get results? It's because it's a comprehensive approach. And that I said, you know, we blend functional medicine, mind-body medicine, whole foods nutrition, empowering people, not just making lip service to, you know, environmental, right? We combine all of that into one service. And they were like, oh yeah, that's what you do. So, and I had to just be stronger about saying all that because, you know, I don't want to attract, I don't want to attract MDs who are just like, show me the science, show me the, you know, show me the studies.
No, exactly. And this is where I realized, you know, with all of my work, it's more who they are in soul and spirit than what their job is.
Exactly.
And I know that makes it more difficult to target any marketing because it's easier to market to accountants than to people with soul.
Well, more and more people are realizing it. Okay.
And it can be helped by what groups you join and things like that and get talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And how, and your languaging, because the thing that I've been taught makes so much sense is that you want to be able to not just, oh, I didn't turn my video on. Not just, you look at gallery view. There we go. You want to be able to have your marketing attract the people you want to attract and repel the people you don't want to attract. And that's what's really important. And what you have to realize is unless you're going, if there are people who really, what's the word, anti-resonate with you, right? You know, who, then you're doing well. It means you're being clear in your marketing.
Yes. If you send people running away,
yes,
then that's the right thing.
Clear.
You know, there were some nice men that I saw after this guy. But I was still shaking whenever it was a man, and it just reinforced that I really resonate best with women, and it doesn't need to be exclusively women, but any men need to be deeply in touch with their feminine side for me to work with them.
And that's the kind of thing, like in ERC, we're mostly women, but we have like three or four guys, and they're all that way. They're all in touch with that. I mean, Jay's an attorney, but you know, he's got, he definitely has that soft side. He has that, you know, open side where he's open to all this stuff, you know? So.
Hello, Natalie. Guy's just leaving our house because he had to stop by for a pee. So he'll be with you in half an hour. Okay, bye. Time's just flown by, and Natalie's stuck at school, and anyway, Jay was quite hard to work with actually as his coach last year
because he has that left brain. I want to see, you know,
yes, he does.
But he also has that soft side, so we're working at softening him up more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Nat.
But then there's Rich, who's like, you know, he's just a little teddy bear, right? And then the other guy that's in the program right now, what's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? John. He is, he's a lot like Jay, you know, very much science oriented, but he's now seeing, he's seeing Kimberly for some of the trauma and spiritual healing. So he's open to it, you know?
Yeah. I've just got to tell Guy where to wait, where to look for Natalie, because the road's closed where she usually waits. Oh,
okay.
So sorry.
It's okay.
Hello, Guy. wait for that. Yeah, I just caught him in time.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I think this is good because I think, you know, what I would do if you can set aside an hour to just really, really, really get again. I know you've done it before.
Yes, but it's always worth revisiting it, you know?
Yes, and really get clear on it because now you know I don't want these, you know, these guys with a chip on their shoulder. I don't, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And these things show us that. And the whole point of doing this and leaving the NHS is that I don't have to take all comers. And I can, well, and, you know, I never forget hearing Lisa Cherney talk on Lisa Sasevich's event program about how when she did actually work with her mastermind group, who are paying her properly, and she was working with them for a year, going on that retreat and the way everybody opened up, it just brought out so much more depth than any of her other work. And it brought out more of her depth, and it brought out her best work, she called it, her best work.
Yep.
But she did have to go down the wormhole first.
You have to go down there.
She was really down in the dumps beforehand. And is remembering that, you know, it's just the calm before the storm.
Exactly. And I think also getting clear as you do some of these, you'll start some of these programs. You'll look and you'll say, I really like this. I don't like that. You know, Mike, the thing I found that I really like the most is extended periods of time on a Zoom call or in person, like we did with a small group, like we did with the NEPA group that day, where we just are free to explore. We don't have to hurry up and get off in an hour or whatever. And it's a small group and we're really all connected with trying to help each other get to their mission. And that's what I like, both on the practitioner side and on my client side.
Yeah, so that's like when you do the results sessions with the clients or you're doing the nutrigenomics, for example, or with us when we're doing a virtual retreat.
Yes.
You just get so much more depth because you're not looking at the clock in the same way.
Exactly.
And it's really interesting because I started, when I was a partner in my GP practice, I started introducing an away day every few months. And I wanted it to be flexible like that, to blend, you know. But one of the partners wanted there to be an absolute agenda and, you know, he didn't want to come unless there was an agenda, which just demonstrates that it was not my dream team, so to speak.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I go into things with an agenda, but I don't like to publish the agenda.
Yeah.
Right, because I like to have the agenda laid out for me so I can, but I can flow with it and go, no, we needed this. There are like about three things on my agenda for that retreat, which we'll do in our next virtual retreat, that we didn't get to because people were going deep with this area that they needed to go deep with.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so if I haven't been using my journal lately. I haven't journaled in it since January. And I think it's so good for you to do that, to journal, because for one thing, if you journal last thing at night, then it helps you sleep better at night because you've not got stuff going around your head, I find. But also free flow. I mean, I do love my mind maps that I use when I'm having thoughts. It works really well for me, much better than a bulleted list. But in terms of free flow, letting thoughts come out, that's really good for you as well. So it's good to have a balance.
You can go back to them and you can, you know, you may even go back to a journal thing a couple months later and go, oh my God, I had this amazing idea.
Yes, I've often got areas that I've highlighted when I've gone back on them, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're getting to that point of clarity. I just think you keep thinking you have to have this one-year program all mapped out. And I would say as you work more with smaller groups and you do the programs and you do more individual, you're going to really see what you want in that program. And just to say, every year with ERC, I change it a bit and I'm going to change it again this year because I say, well, that worked really well. People needed more of this. Like this year we added that body freedom, body balance pieces where I'm tagging them through month by month. And I want to do more of that because I feel like people, they need more small chunk hand holding than getting them into a big program.
Yeah. You know,
or just letting them do it on their own time. So we've experimented with all of those things. And now I'm going to, you know, pull that together and figure out what we're going to offer this year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I think you'll figure that out. But I think I like the idea of you doing various traffic streams to get them into that one-day workshop. You can even do a Facebook challenge, you know, a five-day challenge, five-day hot flash management challenge, like really chunk it down small.
Yeah.
Menopause mindfulness. Ooh, how about that? That would help you get into, you know, visualizations and some of the stress pieces. That would be,
that would be cool. And it would attract the right people in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right from the start.
Mindfulness. I like that name. It just came to me. Yeah. And I'd say if that resonates and you map it out and you go, oh, I like this, get a URL, get the URL if you can, menopausemindfulness.com. And when you do a challenge or when you do anything related to it, you could just send people to that URL. And then after the challenge is over, you can send them to your free opt-in. You can send them to a link to watch a video. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Yeah. That's a big piece of what you do, that whole spiritual connection, you know?
Yeah. And it's the bit that gets left out because I keep thinking I've got to go into the left-brained approach. Wherever I am, whenever I'm seeing people face-to-face, I assume that they're going to want the medical approach. And I keep falling back into it, but it's not what works here. You know, in fact, I get quite stressed when I'm just concentrating on doing lab testing and all of that, even though lab testing, of course, is something that I do very well, very easily. And when you think about it, the whole of my day-to-day general practice is about bullet pointing, collecting information and coming up with a management plan quick as a flash.
Quick as a hot flash. I just looked in URLs. I didn't look in GoDaddy or anything, but I looked online. I just did a Google search on menopause mindfulness. So you might want to look around to see what's there. But I think that, you know, your frustration has been getting these people that expect a certain thing, and that's not what you want to offer. So leading with something like that, or at least having that be part of your marketing to attract those folks. Because there's the people already know that they need to have more mindfulness practices. There's people who don't.
Yeah.
They need to be made aware, but they're open to it. You know, when I was 25, I just knew I wanted to feel better. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, right? And I didn't know what I needed to do. And so if there was marketing targeted at just something related to nutrition, it might not have made my radar. But if it's marketing related to novel approaches to overcoming headaches and brain fog, I would
That's what you're looking for.
Right? And then I go, oh, I didn't know that. And for me, it was like the whole toxicity thing that rang a bell. It's like, my God, my whole life has been toxic. Everything I've been doing in my life has been toxic. No wonder I'm sick. And that's when the switch flipped.
Yeah.
But what do? You want to think about, how do you flip the switch for those people who would be resonating with your message and just don't know about it yet? And then how do you attract those people who already resonate with your message and they're looking for someone to help them with it?
Yeah. Okay. And then creating that funnel and then having an upsell and a downsell, as we've talked before.
Right. And okay. You don't have to have the upsell and downsell ready before you first launch, right? In perfect action. I just started adding upsells and downsells. I've been doing okay so far. You know what I mean? And that's the highlight. So one of the people that taught us some Infusionsoft techniques, he goes, look, you guys, you're trying to get all, he's do the basics. If it takes you more than 6 minutes to write that email, you're taking too long. Just get the basics done. And then we'll go back and add the bells and whistles. Then we'll go back and add the personalizations and the upsells and the downsells. But let's get something up there working.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the perfectionism and trying to get it right that holds me back for sure, you know. Particularly sending emails out to my list. You know, I've got some wonderful names for, subject lines for emails, like, there was a fox under my bed. How's that for an email to?
I love it.
Okay,
so here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. I'm going to challenge you to take a half an hour a week to write an email with each of those subjects.
Okay.
You want to do more? It's fine. But what can I do in a half hour? Just get started. Like, I'm just going to take a half an hour. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Nope. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great title. I have no idea what that is. I'm going to open it. There's a box under my bed. Okay. Right. I need to start to come up with good subject lines like that.
Yeah.
Well, I had someone out the other day that did get some good opens. It says, I feel like a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That imposter syndrome, it catches us all.
It should have been, I felt like a fraud, but I put it as I feel like a fraud because that's what people are saying. And I said that people say to me, and I said, I too used to feel like I was a fraud. And this is what helped me to get through that. And, you know, let's just get this.
How did your practitioner call go last night?
I thought I did a good job. The problem was there were only 100 people that showed up. So that was a small turnout. There were almost 1,000 that signed up. As of last night, I think we had 19 people who had bought the $79 workshop.
Oh.
And a lot of people on there weren't going to buy it. There were a lot of NEPT people on it. We're giving it to you for free, so don't buy it. Somebody was like, are you sure I'm getting this for free? Because I'll buy it if not. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. Because we end up having that happen. We told them in advance. I don't know if you saw it on the Facebook group, but we said in advance, you know, if you're on the call and you want to buy this thing, don't, because I'm just going to give it to you for free. But we've had people do that where they'll be on calls and they already have it, but they are so moved by it that they want to buy it. So, So I think in spite of the fact that it was rushed all week and I didn't really have all the time I wanted to put into the presentation, I actually started writing my presentation at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
I know that feeling.
And then I got a lot of good stuff. And then when it came to the offer, I'm like, oh my God, I have 45 minutes left. So I didn't do a great job on the offer. I just like came from my heart.
Yeah.
So we'll see what I'm going to do. I've got to decide whether I'm going to do it again full time. Live.
Yeah.
Or just maybe edit the video. So that I can edit in a better offer, and that which I could do if I wanted to, and I actually may, or do it live again, and then, you know, I don't know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And when's the actual workshop on?
The 22nd of June. And this is the first time I'm trying it with the practitioner
program,
so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I know I would have gotten not very many sales making a $1,500 offer on that call last night because there weren't enough people.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how it goes. Email marketing is
it's all experimenting as we go along, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
all of this is price comparison, split testing. Do you want to just have high end offers, or do you want to have low end offers as well? How much are you going to give away for free? And it's always changing in time anyway. Things like the live challenges, for example, have been brilliant. So
there's all kinds of new ways to get people interested that are more fun than coming to a webinar or more fun than reading an email. But I saw that the whole question of high versus low. So I think it was Janine posted in the NEPT group that she heard this guy speak on the sacred plant about cannabis. He sounds really good. She really likes him, and we should try to get him as an ACR speaker. So I clicked the link, and it got to it, and he offers a cannabis certification program. All this. And I'm reading it going, okay, I wonder how much it is. You know, it's probably $2,000, $3,000, whatever. It's $249 for a year. And I'm like, okay, so I bought it because I'm going to check it out, you know, but that's a no-brainer. See, so a lot of people like me go, $249, it sounds good. Okay, I'll buy it. It's not much money.
It's not so much money if it sits on your hard drive for a bit before you get around to doing it.
Yeah, well, I have a bunch of those, but I want to learn a lot of this. And with hiring two more people, I'm going to have more discretionary time that I can actually do my learning, because I bought an epigenetics course a couple of months ago and I only got through the first module. What else did I buy that I haven't looked through? I think I bought the metabolic healing genetics. No, Yeah, it might have been the methylation course or whatever. So I bought a bunch of these things that I haven't. I bought the electrosmog, EMF smog or whatever it is, course on EMFs, and I haven't looked at that yet. So yeah, you're right. But sometimes I just scan through them to get ideas on how I'm going to structure my own class.
Yeah, because there's too much information to read it all, to take it all on board, and to be producing your own stuff.
But for me,
on the other hand, we need an awareness, you know.
Yeah, it is. And I want to be aware, but I also, for me, I know a lot of this stuff. So going through the class is not that hard. Like if I'm new to it, like so a lot of people going through the NEPT program, it's pretty intense. Mm. And a lot of people have to watch things over and over again. Whereas, you know, you're familiar with more of anatomy, physiology, et cetera. So you may not have to do as much work to get through those modules. Yeah. So that's what I'm figuring with these things. It's not going to be a lot of work because I mostly know a lot of it. It's just going to be getting those finer points, which I'm already getting. So we'll see. But that gives you the idea. I'm wondering what his stats are. Does he get a ton of sales at $249? Like, I didn't know the guy. I just went to his website and I bought his course because it was so cheap. You know? And I don't know, but we don't want to cheapen our stuff either.
No. It's difficult to get the balance right. It really
right.
is.
So having a program that's in that price range, which is what I'm doing with this webinar, is like make this there. And we may make that a product later. That might be one of the entry points into my funnel, yeah. Right? It's, you know, $79.97, whatever I offer it for, almost like a tripwire to get people into the funnel. So I'm open to exploring, and I think we just have to keep our minds open.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time. I got to get ready for my next call.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to challenge you to do that 30 minutes a week to take your hottest ones first, the hottest subject lines, write an email. If it takes you a little longer, no big deal, but set aside half an hour. I'm just going to write this email.
Yeah.
For all sure. Right. And I want you to send me status or post it to the NEPA group.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.